Jamie McGaugh is an actor, songwriter, and playwright. When he was a drama student at the University of Arkansas, he was a familiar face on stages. After graduation, he moved to New York City, and among other adventures, was part of a band. He's back in Northwest Arkansas now, and he's combined all of his talents and many of his experiences in a new script called Beside Myself. The script will have a public reading later this summer, and Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums is following the progress.
The first time a cast is assembled to read a script, there is something called a table read. The principals gather around a table to, for the first time together, read the author's words, and if necessary, participate in introductions.
I'm John Smith, and I'll be reading Philip.
I'm Laura Marie, and I can't wait to hear what I'm reading.
Jamie McGaugh's script of Beside Myself has had a couple of public in-progress readings in the past, but this is the first time it's been read aloud in what Jamie considers a final condition. On this particular Wednesday evening, cast members that Jamie selected for a public July reading are getting to know each other and getting to know the words that he's written.
Well, here's something you may be like totally unaware of, since you can't seem to stay sober or in your own bed for more than a night. Not only do we need an opening act for a tour that was scheduled to start next month, but I also need to find someone that will write for you.
Why?
You're seriously asking me that?
Yeah.
Because you haven't written a song in almost 4 years.
The play involves an audition for an opening band, a band needed to tour with a popular rock star whose bad habits have put him at financial odds with his label and left him without any new music to promote. Jim, the leader of a small-time band called The Suits, has been mysteriously invited to audition for the spot, but the rest of his bandmates have failed to materialize.
Pete, where the hell are you guys? We've got an hour to audition. There's no one here but me. Call me. No, don't call me. Just get here. Now. Oh, and Pete, heads up. This audition is for the Billy Beard tour, and he's here. I had no idea. Sorry, just thought you should know.
Somehow, we're not sure just how, Jim and the famous rock star have a connection. Jamie McGaugh, who's reading the part of Jim for next month's script-in-hand performance at George's Majestic Lounge, says the script represents semi-autobiographical, slightly fictionalized, Photoshop chapters of his life.
Some of the relationships are imagined. There are two basic storylines that are running through. There's Jim's story, the main character's story, and his relationship with the two people that he's auditioning for. But then there's also Jim's story of him and his band. And the relationships with Jim and the band are they're pretty autobiographical. Those are the ones that are not imagined. How this whole process started was that I had a group of songs that I wrote for this band that I fronted in New York for about 10 years. And at one point, I was really trying to figure out a way to incorporate these songs in a theatrical setting. And I thought initially it was going to be kind of like a rock and roll cabaret. I would tell the stories about the songs, and then I would play the songs. But then the more I thought about it, the story of the band, and it's not an unclassic tale by any stretch of the imagination about how bands fall apart organically. There were a set of unique circumstances, and the band did eventually fall apart over the course of about 4 or 5 years. Now, what this play does is it takes all of those reasons that the band fell apart and it kind of compresses them into a 2-hour situation.
There is music in the script, and those songs will be part of the stage reading. Randall Shreve, the immensely popular singer and songwriter, has agreed to read the part of the ego-driven, charismatic rock star about to launch an Asian tour. Music runs deeply through this play. The title, Beside Myself, is a reference to the music business, as in the B-side of a hit record, the flip side. There are references to the need for a hit to prolong careers and to the struggle between art and commerce. Is putting this together anything at all like putting together a band and maintaining it?
Absolutely. I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's personalities, it's scheduling, it's different tastes in music, and everyone has great ideas. And when you're a band leader, when you're fronting the band, you're kind of the bus driver. I enjoy that. I've always enjoyed that, but I feel very, very fortunate to have gotten together with a group of people who are highly collaborative, and really everybody's on the same page.
to your left at that read, as I remember, were members of the creative team.
Correct.
I'm here to listen to you all, and I'm going to design some scenery for it just to give them a visual to go along with your work.
I'm Justin Schauer. I'll be directing basically just the third eye looking in, and I'm very excited to be working with you all.
And Justin is the director of drama at Bentonville High School. And I was introduced to him the first time I read this last September. He was recommended to me. But I didn't know he was a director. Another friend of mine said, you know, you really should think about him because he works with high school students. You know, I think he can get the most out of people in a very short amount of time. Then we had Mike Rhea.
Who is now chair.
Now chair of the UA Drama Department, just recently appointed. And he's doing something unique for us. Because this is a staged reading, there's not a set. We're really doing this very minimally because we don't want to give people the idea that when they come and see this, that they're actually seeing the show. They're seeing a step in the process, a very important process in putting together a new show. But what Mike's doing for us is I've brought him on to create some sketches and to create some renderings of what the set could look like in the next iteration of this production when it goes to a full production. So he's really coming on to sort of create excitement about the project so people can see visually what the set could look like.
Now both of them were taking notes during the reading.
Right.
Michael, okay, if he's going to sketch, because he's well known for his set design and has written actually a book about set designers. I can understand what his notes are. Help me out with what's the director saying after that first reading? What's he making notes about?
Justin's made it very clear, and he and I talk about it before and after. Really, goals for a stage reading like this, obviously blocking or the actor's movement on stage is going to be pretty minimal because, again, we don't want people to have the sense that they're seeing the full production. The stage reading is meant to get the most out of the script, to really bring the words to life. And so his notes are basically about intent, motivation, really sort of emotional hot spots in the show that he's making notes about and how to play those up with the minimal blocking that he's going to do.
The reading will be at George's Majestic Lounge, where bands often play. It's going to be in the large garden room, on stage, but with a theater setting. While not the full-blown theater experience Jamie hopes his script eventually has, this will be in front of an audience with expectations, one of the last stops before it's marketed. Originally, Jamie intended for the concept to be a short story. Then he asked a friend to take over the idea as a play script. After that friend demurred, Jamie began writing the script as a play, in March 2011.
My wife and I went on vacation last week, and on the way back, we were talking about it, and she's like, are you getting excited about this? And I said, yeah, because, I mean, especially for me, it has been such a long process. This has been a 2.5-year journey, writing it, rewriting it, talking to people, having them help me put it together, getting all the people together. I think when we started getting the logistical part of this together, getting the cast together, starting to have band rehearsals, getting George's, getting the rehearsal space, that's when it starts to become very real and my excitement level, kind of goes out the roof.
The public reading is scheduled for July 14th at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
One last thing, I do want to thank Dan Robinson and Fiery Moon Films. His company is the production company for this, and he has gone above and beyond what I could have ever hoped for in a partner in this.
In a couple of weeks, we'll check back with Jamie and cast and crew to see how the music and the band that's been assembled since that table read have changed the dynamic of the rehearsals. Then, just before the stage reading in July, we'll check back in with Jamie to see how he feels before the script's debut. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.
In a few weeks, we'll have a report on how the script is progressing. This is Ozarks at Large.